The Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 17th of April, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Stationary, a recession-era musical, an original show from Delinquent Theatre, opens soon at the Kulch, and we will talk to Associate Director Chelsea Haberlin. We'll also have Chelsea Haberlin on the phone. She's Executive Producer of New World's Bite of the Underground, a showcase of rising young talent next week at Progress Lab, and we'll have a visit from local actor Arabella Bushnell, who is in whose latest movie, Songs She Wrote About People She Knows, opens next week at the Van City Theatre. Plus, our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend is Vancouver's go-to hour for local theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's get started right away with some tunes. I mentioned the Bite of the Underground showcase, and one of the musical groups that's going to be there is Sean Mrazek Lives.
There is another world inside of this one. That's right. There is another.
There we go. Okay, on the phone right now is Chelsea Haberlin. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
There you are. Hi. You're always very busy, but you're particularly busy right now because you got two projects that are basically starting at the same time.
That's true.
You've got Stationery, the Recession era musical, and Bite of the Underground, the big showcase at Progress Lab next week. So let's talk about Stationery first.
Great.
So tell us a little bit about it. What's the history of it? This is a local original musical.
It is. So it's called Stationery, a Recession Era Musical, mm-hmm. and it's being produced by Delinquent Theater and presented at the Kulch. It was written by Christine Quintana, and it's got music by Michelle Cutler and some rap by Brian Cochran. Mm-hmm. It's actually got kind of an interesting history. My company, it's Zoo Productions, did this show several years ago called Bridge Mix, where we rented three levels of a parkade and invited 10 companies to come in and do 10-minute plays, and then we moved the audience up through the parkade to watch all the different shows. And we invited Delinquent to be a part of it. And Delinquent produced a 10-minute piece that was just a series of songs about basically things that would happen in a parkade. So people going to their offices, people trying to find their cars. And it was the hit of the whole production. It was the hit of the festival. Everyone loved the songs that they wrote. And so then Christine Quintana took those songs and ended up adapting them into a longer production that was at the Neanderthal Festival. And then that, again, was a huge hit. Everyone loved it. It struck a real chord with people, and it was funny and touching. And so they expanded it again and developed it, and then it was at Presentation House. And now it's getting its big premiere at the Kulch.
Wow. That's so exciting.
It's been a really lovely process to watch it come along. And I actually was a super fan of the show back in the day. I've always loved it. And the original director is now off doing school in London, and I've been brought in as the associate director to kind of take over from her. Mm-hmm. And I've just been loving it so much. It's such a funny, touching show.
And that opens next week?
Yeah, that runs the 21st.
Right.
In May 2nd at the Kulch.
Okay, at the Kulch. All right. Now, the other thing that we're talking about is happening next Saturday, the 25th, and that's Bite of the Underground. And this is a thing that's been ongoing for a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we actually just resurrected it about a year ago. Uh-huh. So back in the day, like I think around 2008, 2009, 2010, like that, there was sort of an original round of Bite of the Underground started by Nick Marino, who was a New World board member at the time. And mm-hmm. he thought it would be great to kind of do a showcase for local artists and to kind of create a community event where people could come together and see what was out there, things they might not know about. And then Nick left the board, and the whole event kind of went into hibernation.
Yeah, that's usually the case, isn't it?
One of our board members, Bill Hood, decided to resurrect it. So we've been doing it again for about a year, and this is our third event.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what are some of the things we can expect to see?
It's actually a really wicked lineup. I would say it's our best lineup so far of the three. So Charlie Demers will be hosting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Zach Youssef and his band, the French Trio, will be playing. There's Paul Bay, who's a local comedian. He'll be reading from his new book, You Suck, Sir.
Uh-huh.
There's Julian Lawrence, who's a local a character artist, and he does animation, and we're showing one of his short films, and he'll be doing live caricatures in the lobby so people can get their characters drawn. Lie is this feminist post-punk band, and they'll be playing, and I'm really excited to see them. And Sean Mrazek, who I guess you just played some music from.
Right. Yeah. So and it's called Bite because everyone sort of does a little bit.
That's right. The pieces are quite short. They range really from like 5 minutes to 15 minutes. They're just little tiny bites of what's out there. And the idea is that, oh my gosh, the one thing I didn't mention is Sunday Service.
Right.
Sunday Service is the one I'm really excited about. I don't know how I forgot that. Yeah, Sunday Service is awesome. So if you know Sunday Service, you'll come to see their 15 minutes. But then at the same time, you'll get to know Lie, and you'll get to know Paul Bay, and you'll get to know all these other groups you didn't know about and all these other acts you didn't know about. And then ideally, you'll go to their events in the future. And it's actually a really cool event because it's not a fundraiser. It's a revenue neutral. We don't do it to make money. We just do it to, you know, help people share audiences to produce a really great community event. And actually, $5 from every ticket goes mm-hmm. to support Dapper Jumpsuit Productions, which is a Vancouver-based charity that provides youth from all walks of life the chance to gain live theater experience. So it's every time that we do a Bite of the Underground, we give $5 from a ticket to a local organization that we believe in, who's doing a project that we're really excited about. And this time it's Dapper Jumpsuit.
Great. So Bite of the Underground is next Saturday, the 25th, at Progress Lab, which is at 1422 William, down close to Commercial Drive. How much does it cost?
It's $15 for students and seniors, and mm-hmm. it's $20 for adults. And you can buy the tickets through Brown Paper Tickets or in person at High Life.
High Life Record Store on Commercial Drive.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great time. And also, don't forget, I already forgot, Stationery, starting at the Coach on the 21st, which is Tuesday, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks very much, Chelsea, and take a break.
Thank you.
Right.
I'll try. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, this is another group that's going to be playing at Bite of the Underground. This is Lié.
Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver. Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Forces Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Agent for beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
I should not sing of what I want to get. Otherwise, I might get what I want, and I might wind up in jail. I should not sing of what I dream of. Otherwise, I might wind up in jail, 'cause all my dreams could come true. And all my dreams are of you. This song can't be held against me unless I do as I sing. This song will not be a confession unless I follow my dreams. And all
so that is, it's almost over. There it is. Arabella Bushnell, who is starring in the movie Song She Wrote About People She Knows. And this is the first song from the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Arabella's in the studio, along with writer and director Chris Elstrand.
Hello.
Who has been here before to promote the movie the first time it played in Vancouver.
That's right. And now we're back for another four screening run. And yeah. We're really excited.
So the first time it was here as part of the Vancouver Film Festival, but now it's getting its own run at the Van City. So
yeah, and actually it opens at the Van City Saturday, April 25th, yeah. And then it goes to Calgary and Toronto on May 1st.
So, oh,
Yeah, so it's kind of getting out in the world.
That's
kind of
cool. All right. Now, Arabella, you and Chris have been working together for like over 10 years now.
Probably more than that. We met doing an anti-racism children's play,
mm-hmm.
and I had just graduated from high school, so that was 9 years ago. And so we've been doing theater and stuff for that. So more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. Well done.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a family business you've got going because
It's nice. I mean, all the people that we've worked with, we tend to work with over and over again. Like mm-hmm. the other lead in the movie, Brad Dreiberon, is fabulous, and we've been doing shows with him for probably 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's great. And so we just every time there's somebody that we really love working with, they end up being in the next kind of thing, and then it's kind of like a little family.
Mm-hmm.
with all the
you shooting everybody's
and
house. And,
exactly. Like, hey, we're shooting at your house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be naked in the bathtub. Everybody, come on in.
We just need to become like good, close, personal friends of Tom Hanks or something.
Right.
And then that would just greatly enhance the commercial prospects.
Sure. That can be done.
That's the next level.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So tell us a little bit about this film itself, Songs She Wrote About People She Knows.
It's really about Carol, who's an mm-hmm. office worker, and she decides to express herself. She has trouble expressing herself, and she decides to start writing songs. And she alienates some people by writing songs about them and leaving the songs on their answering machines.
Yeah, because it kind of starts out with her going to music therapy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that doesn't quite work the way she wants it to, or she finds another way of
expressing. Yeah, she finds another way of using the same music therapy in her own way. Mm-hmm. And then she leaves messages on people's phones about how she might want to kill them or how they're
and then is surprised when the police show up.
Yeah, of course. Because, you know, she doesn't mean it or anything. She's just trying to let all these feelings out and doesn't know another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she inspires Brad's character, Dave, to leave his life behind and follow his ambition to
go
do
back
music.
To his dream.
Yeah. And he feels like that's why she was doing it in the first place, which mm-hmm. isn't necessarily so. But, you know, he has thoughts about it anyway. And they go on an adventure together because of it. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just such a fun movie.
You know? Yeah. It's got lots of music. And when we recorded all of the music, we recorded it on a little piano, which I can't play. So press a button and the piano would play.
Yeah.
And I would sing live when we were recording all of it. So all of the songs in the movie, I'm actually standing there singing at the same time. So we did the recording, the sound recording at the same mm-hmm. time. So that was kind of fun
because
it was very intimate. The camera often was only 8 inches from my face, you know, to see the single tear rolling down. No. But
it's HD, you know, it all shows.
Does it ever? Yeah, it really does.
And you've got some great supporting actors in this thing too. Lots of friends of our show, like Ray Boulay and Carrie O'Donovan and Jen McClane,
right?
And Ross Smith.
Oh my God, amazing! And it's his first film, and he's fabulous in it and hysterical and such a pleasure to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So and Jen McClane. Oh my gosh, she's so fun. So everybody, Ray Boulay, I did a play with him ages ago, and you know he's just been such a really amazing, great guy.
Yeah.
And we thought of him, you know. It was like, oh, Ray.
Yeah.
He can sing, you know. Man, can he sing? But yeah, so it's just nice to have all these really talented friends that you've worked with in the past to mm-hmm. be able to get together and create something that's very different and interesting. And it really speaks to a lot of people. There's a lot of people that will stop us after the show. And because we often have talkbacks, and we will have talkbacks at the screenings that mm-hmm. are coming up here in Vancouver. And it'll speak to them on a level about their own family history and stuff. And it's really fascinating how much people really become passionate about it.
Yeah, how many different ways it connects with people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was interviewed in Toronto when we were there for TIFF by a woman, and afterwards she insisted on telling me the entire backstory of Carol's family, of how she believed it to be. And she wanted me to say that it was true, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm so glad that it spoke to you on that level. I can't say whether or not it's true because I don't want to, you know,
yeah.
I want you to believe what you believe about the character. So that exactly. was, that was amazing.
Yeah. And we'll all take our own, our own story out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's rare that you get that kind of connection.
And so, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice when you hear people leaving the theater, either a play or a film, and they're not actually necessarily talking about, you know, the costumes or the explosions or
yeah.
you know, whatever. They're talking about how it made them think about an experience in their own lives.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And
that's really what we're striving for when we're doing this kind of work anyway, mm-hmm. is just making those connections.
Yeah.
And so congratulations, yeah. both of you, for a great success.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what's next?
I've got a few. I have a few things on the go. I have a show that I do called Chris Elstrand's Social Anxiety Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be doing more with that, performing more, and starting a little YouTube version of that. A few more projects, film projects in the works. I have a play that we're hoping to do towards the end of the year. And we should mention the Saturday show at the Van City.
Yeah.
We're doing a performance with the cast after the screening.
Like a live performance of the songs?
Live performance of the songs.
Right. And then Ray and Carrie, I think, are going to hopefully do their song from the movie, which is a public domain song, By and By. And then we're going
to
open
I have to say that when I went to the screening at VIFF, when that scene came on, I was getting dirty looks from the people in front of me because I was laughing so hard.
And the full
not that funny. Yes, it is.
And it keeps going.
The full version of that song, which is kind of what I wanted to have in the movie. It was a full, just 2.5 minutes of Ray and Carrie. And Ray, Carrie, who was playing the piano, is playing on his knees. And he's working the pedal with his knees. It was very difficult, but he's so gifted, he was able to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're doing a performance afterwards on Saturday, a slightly smaller performance after the screening on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday, we're also going to have, a little open mic and invite people up if they want to get something off their chest.
Yeah.
About their friends. Or,
yeah. They have their own song to sing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. People are welcome to come up to us and sing their own song.
Yeah.
It has happened before.
It does. It happens. It happens. Or women just say, my name is Carol and my mother was a bitch.
Yeah. So, that also happens.
You know, that happens. And it's like, well, lovely to meet you, Carol.
Woo! Glad we could help.
Yes.
All right, so it's next Saturday, the 25th.
Yep.
And then for four more performances after that.
Yeah, so it's Saturday the 25th at, I think, 8:15.
Right.
Monday the 27th at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then a matinee on Wednesday, the 29th at 1 o'clock, which
and
is also Canadian Film Day.
Yes.
So they're screening really great Canadian films
all
day at the Van City. And after that, there is a panel sponsored by the Women in Film, Vancouver Women in Film, with the female creatives, because we had a lot of women involved. It's really a woman's story.
Yeah.
And so our DP and producer, Amy Belling, she'll be on the panel. Arabella will be on the panel. Thea Gravakis, another producer. Our editor, Alex Lee Barker, she was a woman. So it was a lot of women that actually helped pull this movie together, which was important to me, actually, because of what the story was about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's happening after the screening on Wednesday.
Okay. So we will link all that on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So we don't have to memorize it all right now. But thank you both very much for coming in.
Great.
Thank you for having us. Good to see you again.
And more continued success.
Thanks.
All right. Now, this is another guest that we had on here a few months ago. He's called Artist and Slave, and he's playing Thursday night, April 23rd, at Joe's Apartment on Granville Street. This is a song called Build Me Up.
conceptions are to blame, man. In the saddle state, every word you speak is pain. Oh, but you build me up, you build me up with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back with things you're dreaming of. You blocked my path, you blocked my path with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back with things you're dreaming of. After these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. So look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me. But you fill me up, promises of love. And you hold me back, the things you're dreaming of. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home.
Yesterday. listen closely.
That is Steel Creek Murder, and they are going to be performing tonight at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party. But rather than me telling you all about it, someone actually spent some time to produce an announcement. And so let's honor their work and hear that now.
Are you ready for a rockin' spring party? The latest issue of Discorder, that little magazine you know and love, is on the way. The April Launch Party fundraiser is taking place at the Astoria on Friday, April 17th. Some fantastic local acts will be playing, including Steel Creek Murder, Crobots, and Romanian-born electronic artist Stefana Fetila. Doors are at 8 p.m. and it's $5 before 10 p.m. That's the April fundraiser for Discorder Magazine, The Astoria, April 17th, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Some other stuff going on this weekend on live stages. We've got a whole bunch of plays that are kind of wrapping up this weekend. So this is your last chance to see a few things like, we've got Go Back for Murder by Agatha Christie at Metro Theater in Marple. We've got Welcome to Thebes at the Jericho Arts Center. We've got Rumble Theater's Indian Arm at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. We've got Proud at the Fire Hall Arts Center. We've got Carousel Theater for Young People doing The Adventures of Robin Hood at the Waterfront Theater. We've got Blasted by Sarah Kane, which is a Pi Theater production that's going on for another 2 weeks. And then we've also got some stuff that's starting this week. We've got Theater Terrific's I Love Mondays at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. This is a story of Peggy and George. Despite strikingly different life experiences, bond in a remarkably enduring friendship. And we've also got Leaping Thespians, who we spoke to last week, and their show Fateful Meeting of Les Femmes Fatales has already started. It opened last night, and they've got shows going on this weekend at the Havana. And it's also closing weekend for Ruby Slippers, The Duchess, a.k.a. Wallace Simpson by Linda Griffiths, a fabulous show directed by our dear friend Sarah Rogers and featuring 10 of Vancouver's finest actors. The Old Trout Puppet Workshop, who we also spoke to last week, they are finishing up their famous puppet death scenes at the York Theatre. And at the Bernie Legg Theater, it's in New Westminster. It's the Vagabond Players, the O'Connor Girls. At the K. Meek Studio in West Van, Theater West Van presents Norm Foster's Sinners. I think this is Norm Foster's first big play, and it's being directed by our very good friend Mark Carter. The White Rock Players are doing a quartet, about four opera singers reuniting for their annual Verdi's birthday concert. And that's going on at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. And the ongoing stuff, the Sunday service at the Fox on Sunday and East Van Comedy with Instant Theater also on Sunday at the Havana. We also like to tell you what's going on at The Real, because they've always got cool stuff. It's either movies or live music or a stage show, burlesque. Something's always happening down there. We've got tonight, it's Vancouver premiere of a contemporary thriller shot in the downtown east side. It's called Down Here, and the funds for that are in support of Covenant House. That's going on tonight at 6:30 at the Rio. The midnight movie tonight is Paul Anderson's sci-fi horror Event Horizon. That goes on at midnight. And then tomorrow night, Vancouver's self-declared greatest alternative rock band, 1109, is live on stage at the Rio tomorrow night. Other movie stuff that you might be interested in. Last year at Marion Bad, Satyricon, Pee Wee's Big Adventure, all kinds of cool stuff going on at the Cinematheque on Howe Street. Those three films are playing at different times this weekend, as well as a couple of classic Japanese films from the 70s, Hiroshima Mon Amour and Woman in the Dunes. Actually, I think they're from the 60s, but, you know, who's going to be fussy? And then one final movie note. This is going to be fun. It's Showgirls. What can we say? It was then one of the great train wrecks of cinema history. And you can see it at the Van City Theater Saturday night, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And they're presenting it in Heckle Vision. So go to the Van City Theater webpage and find out what Heckle Vision is. That should be fun. Then we mentioned the Artist and Slave show at Joe's apartment. Oh, and tonight is two big deals going on for local community radio. We already talked about the Discorder fundraiser that's happening at the Astoria, but it's also the 40th anniversary party for Co-op Radio. Vancouver and probably Canada's first real community-based listener-supported radio station who got their start in 1975, and they're still going strong. They're temporarily out of the downtown east side, but they'll be moving back in as soon as their operation is rebuilt. But they are going strong at 100.5 FM. Very good friends of ours, where I got my start, and they're having a big party at the Wise Hall tonight, featuring music by Purple Soul, Creaking Planks, and the Homegoing Brass Band. So lots of stuff to do tonight and tomorrow to celebrate local radio. That's it. That's all I got on my list here. There's probably some other stuff, too. We'll link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And there's some auditions that are coming up around, too. So we're going to play, we're going to hear from that. But first, I want to play somebody that we've had, one of the first guests we had on our show. When we first started back in June of last year, Lara Croker, who really innovative musician, doing looping with violin and voice. And if you know Lara, you've been getting emails from her. She's been on this amazing journey where she has gone to Tanzania ostensibly to set up a kind of a tourist-based safari business. And once she got there, she realized that she wanted to do something different. Just a quick little note from what she wrote in her last post. She says, "Right now, I'm focusing on cultural programs that pairs very small village tours to community environmental projects. The kind of travelers that come here are the ones that don't freak out when they use their last piece of toilet paper, who do mind a little dust in their eyes." I guess she means who don't mind a little dust in their eyes and feel comfortable being uncomfortable. It's a really small niche of people. And in some ways, I hope it's never more than that, because when you go over a certain number in tourism, it ruins the place. So I just want to pay tribute to Lara, who's really doing some incredible stuff over in Africa right now, sending some just beautiful photographs of the people that she's spending some time with. So let's listen to one of the songs that she did when she was here. This is called Stand Up.
The show and you're on display. You
Don't forget, tomorrow is Record Store Day in Vancouver. CITR and CJSF combining to celebrate vinyl all over town. We're going to be doing live broadcasts from various locations. 1 o'clock Beat Street Records, 2 o'clock Neptune, 3 o'clock Red Cat Records, 4 o'clock Vinyl Records, 5 o'clock Horses Records, and then back to Neptune again at 6 o'clock. So keep your radio on 101.9 FM all day tomorrow and go out and visit some of your favorite local record stores. Now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it with the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Geekenders are holding their general auditions next week, Sunday, April 26th at Bohemia Gallery at 16th and Main. Geekenders is a body positive, gender inclusive, and super friendly group doing shows that parody pop culture and entertain thousands of people every year in Vancouver. It's a lot of fun and definitely worth your effort. If you want to be involved, you can check out our link on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or just go on Facebook and type Geekenders and you'll find out all about their general auditions. The Dusty Flower Pot, which is, I think it's a new venue. I just heard about it last week, but they've already got stuff going on. One of the things they're doing is a play called The Scarlet Queen of Mercy. It's not going to be at the Dusty Flower Pot, but that's kind of where they're going to be doing their auditions and who's producing it. It's an original piece by Kat Singledane. It's going to be happening next month at the Russian Hall in Strathcona, which they refer to as Central Vancouver. I like that. They're looking for one male lead in his 20s to 40s, must be a strong singer, partner dancer, and good with improv and accents. So if you think that fits, send your headshot and any demos that you might have to, I don't have that. I forgot to put the address on it. Anyway, check out vpl.ca and you'll get the details on that. Do you possess a princess quality? Rebecca Talbot is looking for you. You must be 15 to 29 and look like a princess, able to drive to parties in the Greater Vancouver area and work well with children. It's a group called My Little Birthday, and they do ongoing party things all over town all throughout the year. Their auditions are today at Carousel Theater on Granville Island, so check them out. And of course, Book of Mormon, which is playing downtown at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. They're doing their auditions next week, this week. Yeah, they're coming up. Or did I miss it already? Oh, well, check it out. They're looking for 1, 2, 3, 4 Caucasian men and 1 African man, 1 African female. And you can go to jrichcasting@gmail.com to find out more. So that's it. Our details on these and other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Oh, yeah, one more thing I wanted to mention. If you're a member of the Union of BC Performers, it's very important that you head out to the Coast Cole Harbour Hotel Sunday, April 19th at 3:30, and because it is time to vote for the new Executive Board of Directors. You have to be there to vote, and you can't vote by proxy, so just show up. It's down in Cole Harbour, 1180 West Hastings, on the third floor ballroom at 3:30. Be there and vote. There'll be coffee and cookies too. So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. A special shout out to me. I've been cast in a play I'm very excited about because it reunites me with some great folks that I met through UBC Players Club. It's a modern adaptation of Richard B. Sheridan's School for Scandal, done like the Real Housewives of Vancouver. It's coming up in June, so keep listening for more details. And don't forget the Discorder record release party, or record release, the Discorder release party at the Astoria Hotel tonight. Eleanor and Erica are chomping at the bit to come on with Femme Concept. And later on today, Napkin Boy will be here with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. And as always, Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver, Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Age before beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
Stop there! You! Who are you?
I'm a local musician.
I've never seen you.
Well, we've never actually played a show.
You should submit to Music Waste!
What's that?
Music Waste is a local music festival taking place throughout East Vancouver from June 4th to 7th, welcoming submissions from all musical genres and bands with varying levels of experience. Not a musician? You can also submit to Art Waste, a collaborative art festival presented by Music Waste. Submissions are open until April 17th. To submit, visit www.musicwaste.ca.